أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليه وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, who has sent His messengers to lead humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the final of his messengers, who delivered the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to deliver. May Allah give peace and blessings to his soul, to the souls of his house and descendants, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about one of the good names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna, and it is Ash-Shakur, the thankful. And I have been thinking about it, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be thankful? We humans thank each other. He is the creator. How can he be thankful? And he told us, I am thankful if you thank me. And his way of thanking us is giving forgiveness and giving release and avoidance from the hellfire and giving us the prize of peace of mind and hidayah, guidance in this life, and inshallah the Jannah, our destination in the hereafter. That's the general meaning of the word Ash-Shakur, one of the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told us these meanings in variety of verses from the Holy Quran, and in particular in verses 29 to 30 from Surah Fatir, which is chapter 35 of the Holy Quran. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great ayah, two verses, is telling us variety of categories of believers for whom he will be forgiving and shakur and thankful. These are, number one, those who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not be left mahjur, like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam advised us not to leave this Quran mahjur, forsaken, deserted, not touched. Whenever we have a chance, we should recite from the Holy Quran, study its meanings. And in our generation, we have it in our devices. So wherever you are, you have a chance to open your smartphone, turn it on, and recite. You can find so many websites carrying the Holy Quran. That's one category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it first. The second, aqamu salah, those who establish prayers on its time, with all the benefits prayers are giving us as exercise and budgeting time, but most important, continuous contact with the Creator. So you cannot be lost at all. Then the third category, those who spend on the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether secretly, privately, or publicly. Both of them are recommended. And you may wonder, I understand Allah will see our work if we do it privately. Why the need for publicly? Well, it may encourage others, actually. If you talk about the donation you give, and the zakah you give, and the sadaqah you give, don't hide it. There is a benefit for that, that you will be encouraging. You are giving a model to others. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, secretly and publicly. And these three categories of believers, their business will never fail. What they do is never going to lead to failure, this in this life or in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete their reward to them and will give them more of his favors. And he is, like he ends these ayat, innahu ghafurun shakur. He is all forgiving and he is thankful. Thankful to those who thank him by doing good deeds, and he reciprocates by giving them forgiveness, by giving them all the benefits that ultimately here in this life and in the hereafter. And in another ayah, also in Surah Fatir, يقول الله عز وجل, this is 30, so verse 30 of the Surah Fatir, وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن إن ربنا لغفور شكور. This is describing the believers when they are finally entering Al-Jannah, paradise, inshallah. And the first thing they thank Allah about, that he did not let them down. They are not sad, and they are not sad like the people who ended up in the hellfire, wal-iyadu billah. Then they say, we thank him, the all-forgiving, and the shakur, the thankful. In Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42 of the Holy Quran, verse 23, يقول الله عز وجل, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Whoever is doing hasan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the reward in it. Again, ending with these two characteristics of him, غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ, because he is all forgiving and he is thankful for those who do hasanat, good deeds. And in Surah At-Taghabun, chapter 64 of the Holy Quran, and verse 17, يقول عز وجل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفُهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ والله شكور حليم. This is a famous ayah. وَإِن تُقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. If you give a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give loan, we give loans to each other, banks give loan to people to buy homes or doing businesses. How can you give a loan to Allah, the Creator, Azza wa Jal? Well, you do that when you obey Him, obey His command of giving to His creation, the poor and needy in society. When you do that, you are giving the loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His return, يُضَاعِفُهُ, He will multiply its reward. And not only that, He will forgive the givers. Why? Again, because He is shakur. He's thankful for the obedience you are doing to His command. And He added a new good name of His in this ayah, Haleem, forbearing, patient, restrained, because He is forgiving. So when we make mistakes, wrongdoing sometimes, and we always think about doing good deeds, these good deeds are going to lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving us, because He is shakur and He is haleem, He is restrained, He's not going to punish us right away if we come back to the right path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Nuh alayhi salam, peace be to him, of this characteristic. So in Surah Al-Isra, which is chapter 17 of the Holy Quran, verse 3, يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعْ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He's reminding human beings, you are descendants of Nuh. Who? That Nuh, the messenger of Allah, was عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, was a thankful worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Al-Isra also, chapter 17, ayah or verse 19, يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And Allah in this ayah, He says, Allah is thankful for those who, in what they say, in what they do, they think about the other life. Not only thinking, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and they do, they carry out, they follow their thinking with good deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will think about their behavior as due or owe Him to thank them through forgiveness again and reward in this life and in the hereafter. And He Azza wa Jal told us actually in the Holy Quran to thank Him. And it's part of ibadah, it's really the essence of ibadah is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's, we read that in so many verses, among them, verse 152 of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. اذْكُرُونِي, remember me and think about me. When you do that, I remember you and think about you. Just imagine that. The Creator of heavens and earth is telling you, when you think of me, I think of you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي, and thank me. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, don't reject the favors I have been giving to you. These are just direct pieces of advice to straighten us, make our life happy, actually. Why should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In fact, the internet is full of dua, those who call for the sake of Allah. And among them, I like one person from India, Indian Muslim. His name is Zakir Naik, something like that. And this person, if you don't know about him, Allah has given him the ability to memorize the entire Holy Quran with, as you see me, I am reading the number of the surah and the number of the ayah. He memorized that. Not only the Quran, the Old Testament, the New Testament. Not only that, the books of the Hindus called Vedas. And one day I was listening to him. He was asked, he would have rallies, big rallies, and non-Muslims come to challenge him. And one of them asked, why should we worship Allah anyway? Does he need? In fact, I made several khutbas about the topic, but I liked to mention it, so you, when you have time, you can look and listen to him. He's great. Well, the least we can say, we thank Allah for our creation. We, instead of being nothing, we are created. We enjoying this life, and inshallah we enjoy an everlasting life after that in His paradise. We should thank Him for that. And through my research, and I also presented it several years ago, that al-khalq, the creation, passed through five stages, as we learn from the Holy Quran. And the ultimate product is the best, as he expressed that in Surah At-Tin, chapter 95, verse 4. يقول عز وجل لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. We have created the human being in the best of structure, stature, and image. The five stages of the creation of khalq, we read the verse 3 in Surah Al-Infitar, chapter 82, verse 7. يقول عز وجل الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك. The first is the first khalq, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blowing life in the first cell for all creation. The beginning, al-khalq, al-awwal. Second, fasawwaka, then giving his or from him the first DNA for the body, whether it is an animal, an insect, a fish, an eat plant, and also humans, how our organs can function perfectly. That's taswiyah. Fa'adalak, walking on two in an upright position. This is for humans. So we share with non-humans the first two, al-khalq and the taswiyah, the creation and proportionality and how organs function automatically. Then we are given unique departure from all others. And this is the Holy Quran saying that, enabling us to walk into. And that's how we departed from the animal kingdom. The fourth was making our images the best of images. And we read that in Surah At-Taghabun, chapter 64, verse 3. يقول عز وجل خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير. He has created the heavens and the earth with truth. And He made you of the best of images, the graceful proportionality of the human body, human face. Everything about us is the best of His creation. He has told us that. and we are going back to him. The fifth one, this is the fourth. So creation, proportionality and functionality of organs, upright position in walking, that's four. فأحسن صوركم, that's four. The best of images, number four, stage of creation. And the fifth, blowing in us from his soul. And we read that in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 29. يقول عز وجل, فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين. And the talk is about Adam, our father Adam. And Allah is talking to angels. Once I blow from my soul to this species, the human species represented by Adam, then make prostration for him. And we know the famous story of the contest when he brought, when the angels were skeptical about us, as some humans shed blood and some humans corrupt earth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in a way that we have goodness in us. And we have the ability to choose between right and wrong. And he said, I know that which you do not know, the goodness in humans. So when I create him, when I put part of my soul in him, then prostrate, make sujood for him. And they did, all of them, except Iblis alayhi la'natullah. These are the five stages of creation outside the womb. Then we have five inside the human womb, the mother's womb, in fact. And these are nutfa, alaqa, mudgha, idham, lahm. As we read in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23 of the Holy Quran, verses 12 to 14. يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. صدق الله العظيم. We have created the human being from clay. That's mentioning the first creation. Then he jumps to the womb. Then we made the male sperm and the female egg uniting together. That's nutfa. في قرار مكين. In a deep place where it is safe. Then that united egg and sperm, the nutfa, will become alaqa, a leech, leech-like. And you can see that, you Google it and you will see it, it will be exactly like a leech. A leech is an insect that sucks blood by sticking to an animal or a human skin. Exactly that, the human being in the second stage is the same, sucking nutrients, blood from the mother. Then mudgha, that's like a flesh, looks like when you chew a gum. Also, when you look, Google it and you will see it exactly. Scientists doing that. And that was told to us 1400 years ago, not 19th century, when they started to make microscopes and cameras and put them in a woman's womb in order to see this. Then bones first start. That's the fourth stage. And finally, flesh starts to grow on the bones. And tabarak Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahsanul khaliqin. Allah, praise to Allah, the best of the creators. Then he says, he reminds us in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 78, وهو الذي أنشأ لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. With all this recommendation for us to remember his favors on us, including creation, he is warning us to not stop thanking him. Remember what I made to you, he's telling you. Your hearing, your sight, and your reasoning, your ability to reason, to think, and make decisions. This all should be a way for you to remember him and thank him for that. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in a famous hadith, that a Sahabi, a companion, narrated, he said, قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تورمت قدماه فقيل له قد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر قال أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. The الصحابي المغيرة بن شعبة, may Allah be pleased with him, said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام continued praying, standing for prayer, until his feet became swollen as a result of standing a long time. And when he finished, the companions asked him, O Rasulullah, Allah told you in the Holy Quran that he has forgiven your sins, the ones before, and any sin you may commit in the future. Why do you do that? His answer was, if I am given all of that, at least I should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the winners who are thanking him all the time, day and night, morning and evening, and ask him, he is very close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Related to this topic of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thinking about العبادات, and I gave khutbas before about that every ibadah benefits us first here on earth before the great benefit in paradise, inshallah. Like that, when we do prayers, and it's really exercise. Wudu, it's cleaning. Okay. Ramadan is coming, inshallah, next week, early. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you your qiyam and your sawm, your fasting, inshallah. Just think about it. What is it? Is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that wants us to be hungry, starving? No, absolutely not. Like every command he told us, it's for our benefit. We have a full year of eating and drinking and accumulation of fat and toxins and chemicals. It is Ramadan and fasting in it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to get rid of all of that. Eating moderately, and avoiding sugar and carbohydrate and fats, you will lose weight. And you will get rid of toxins, chemicals, and weak cells. This is all scientific research by non-Muslim researchers that fasting do. Taraweeh, just think about it. 1 hour or 1.5 hours after filling your stomach, it's really burning energy and making a period of time so you would not sleep right away after the food. It's for your own benefit. And during the Taraweeh, we listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran, most of it. And it's recommended that we should not be content with just listening to the recitation at home with your wife and your children. you should really read some ayats and discuss the meanings. That's really important. Recitation is in Arabic is one thing, but understanding the Holy Quran in any language that you know is another. And I would like to say a final note today, that I am especially thankful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made my life easy and successful since I came here in 1991. I have been blessed to know most of you and to be together all this time. And it's time for me to move on. So inshallah, I'll be moving to Atlanta from now on. But I will come for Eid, inshallah. And I'm thankful also for him that he guided me to this. I am a sociologist. This is my academic training. An anthropologist, actually. Anthropology, I've been with it a lot. To find support for the major theory that dominates all sciences, which is evolutionary theory. Many scholars, Islamic scholars, avoid it because they don't know it. And I wrote a book about that. In fact, my entire book is really taking support from the Holy Quran to the evolutionary theory. But also it's a scientific, it's a sociology also. And I'm thankful that he enabled me to publish it throughout the years, decades. Thousands upon thousands of people all over the world have been reading it. And it's you are familiar with most of it because it's really, every time I wrote a chapter, I gave a khutbah about it or more. And today I brought copies of my book here, there. My gift to every one of you. In Arabic, in English, and in English and Arabic. English and Arabic, the text, verse text. So I hope that you will remember me as you are reading it, but I would like it for you to share it with your family and with your friends, so the benefit can, inshallah, be greater. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimin wal-muslimat, wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat. الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم اجعل الجنة مآلهم يا رب العالمين اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والبلاء إنك على كل شيء قدير إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا. فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم